Thanks for tuning in to the Female Creative Talks podcast. I love having you here, and it is my mission to bring you the greatest tips, industry updates, and know-how from those that have been there, done that, and got the t-shirt to help you on your business journey. I know that you have it in you to grow your business, and I am going to show you how. And don't forget, if you want more information on the Female Creative and how I can take you from idea to action, then head to my website, www.thefemalecreative.co.uk, or use the link in the show notes. Now, let's get started. You are tuned in to episode one of the Female Creative Talks podcast with me, Hannah Roper, founder and director of The Female Creative. Today, I am so excited to be interviewing founder of the Tired Mama Collection, Danielle. Danielle is a 29-year-old mother from South Wales who launched her clothing brand, the Tired Mama Collection, in 2017. With a two-year-old and a newborn, Danielle wanted to create quick and easy throw-on outfits that were also stylish and comfortable, whilst giving her the confidence to embrace her new figure. 4 years later, the brand is going from strength to strength, with an average yearly growth of 140%. The company now employs a team of seven mothers and prides itself on being a flexible working ethos and clothes thousands of mothers worldwide. I'm so excited to talk to Danielle, so let's hear what she's got to say. Welcome, Danielle, to the Female Creative Talks. I am so excited to have you here. How are you?
Oh, Hannah's equally excited, when because this is meant that I'm child-free. So thank you for that. You've given me a child-free pass.
You are very welcome.
I'd be happy if we just sat here and drank coffee in the peace. So yeah, no, I'm really excited to chat to you. I feel like we've waited so long to have time to put this together. So thank you so much for asking me and having me here today.
Oh, you are very welcome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you some questions about your business, and we'll just get to know you a little bit more and about the Tired Mama Collection. So tell us more about the Tired Mama Collection.
Oh, this is exciting. It's my favourite topic. So the Tired Mama Collection is a clothing brand for tired mamas. I feel like when I chose that name, I definitely let everybody know who we were for. So it was launched in 2017. So we're coming up to our fourth business year now in April, which just blows my mind. When I started this, I never really had any big plans for this to last more than 2 months, really. So the fact that we're going to have another birthday just is incredible. So we create comfortable and stylish clothing for mums. And basically just to give us mums something to throw on because we're so busy, we don't really have to think about what we're wearing and still feel really beautiful and really on trend. And that's just my main goal, really. With the business. So yeah, we're in our fourth year. We now have a team of amazing mothers. We are super flexible with our working, which makes me so, so proud. And I'm sure I'll be able to tell you more about that as the chat goes on. But yeah, basically we manufacture everything in the house. We print, we embroider, we dispatch, we pack. So we have full control over everything. And we make everything with a lot of love. So that's it.
That's incredible. And to have that growth within 4 years as well just shows that you found a real niche and a real gap in the market that mums were looking for. I mean, my wardrobe, we're recording this during, what is this, lockdown two, lockdown three, lockdown million during the COVID crisis. And I think my staple wardrobe is the Tired Mama Collection clothing, to the fact I've even got the tracksuit as well. So you've definitely done what you set out to do. So tell us a little bit more about how the business grew from an idea into an action.
Okay, so when people ask me about my business, I think they expect me to have like this super mighty business plan. Obviously, we've been really lucky to have this incredible growth. But I would be lying if I didn't say like the beginning of it was a bit of a fluke and a bit of an accident. So when we launched the business, kind of like Instagram businesses were quite new. And there wasn't anything around like us. So I know there's quite a few of us now, but when we launched, there wasn't anything like us. So it really just took that time to research some marketing and like the new trends, which were Instagram businesses, and there was like the launch of Insta Stories. So I just took that time to really find out what I was going to do before I even got product. So I didn't have lots of money sitting in the bank, and I was really worried about buying stock in and then being like, actually don't know where to go from here. And I think lots of people end up doing that when they launch a business. They get so excited and they just want that service or that product, and then they get it and they're then a bit stumped as to where to go next. So I really, really took that time, and I was on maternity leave at the time, and I would research constantly. I would research marketing techniques. I would really, really, really think about who my target customer was going to be, which was quite easy really, because I was thinking, like, where would these people be? Where would these months be? And I just really, really took that time to kind of really understand what I was going to do. And then that really paid off for me then, and that gave me a really good start to my business, and just gave me some time to work out where I was going to go with it next. So yeah, that was how we launched really.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about what you have learnt along the way.
Oh, many, many things. There's still so much to learn. I think like the main thing I've learned, and I don't know whether this is just me. So when I started in business, I was so intimidated by everybody. I kind of felt like I had to be like this stereotypical business person. And I had to know everything about business. And if I didn't know anything about business, then I was kind of feeling like an imposter. But I know so many women, well, especially women, I don't feel like men have this issue. It's always just us. Yeah. Men are just like, yeah, I'm in business. And we are like, oh, I don't know. It's definitely a woman thing. But I've learned that actually you don't need to be a stereotypical business person. You don't need to feel like you know it all. You can definitely go and ask for help. I speak to people who are really, really successful in business, and I look at them and think, oh my gosh, you are just business god. And then they say to me, actually, like, I don't even know about that. I'm like, oh, that makes me feel better, actually. So for me, that was like a huge learning curve, because it took out that scariness out of it. And it made me think, actually, even if I don't know that, I can still grow to that level, or I can still take that risk. I don't have to be all knowing and all powerful in business. That was a big learning lesson for me.
And I think that's a really great point, and why I actually set up the Female Creative Talks, because again, it can be really intimidating. You see these highly successful women and they're incredible. But when you're first starting out, that can seem out of reach. So by speaking to people that maybe are a few steps ahead, or a year ahead of you, or maybe 2 years ahead of you, actually allows you to see what's possible and realize you don't need to do it all. And one of the things that I absolutely swear by is, if you want something done, you give it to a busy mum, because they are the best project planners.
Hands down.
It's the truth. It's so true, isn't it? And this is, you know, again, why I love hearing from incredible women like yourself who are on that journey and are so inspirational. And I know a lot of people that look up to the Tired Mama Collection, that see your social media presence and feel so inspired and feel that maybe they can do that too. And I think that's what's so powerful about being able to share our stories.
100%, and I totally agree with you that you need to give a busy mum something to do. By having a team of all mothers is just the most incredible thing. Like, my girls can multitask with like 5, 6, 7 jobs. They can go all day without having a wee, or they can eat standing up. Like, not that we encourage that, but I mean, these girls are like,
possible.
Honestly, they're just incredible. And I met with a man last year. He wasn't my favourite person, but he said, oh, don't you find that working with just mums disturbs your business because they have to take time off for school. And I'm like, mate, well, you can do in a week. We can do in 2 days. Like, we're badass. I love that.
That's exactly it. Yeah, and it is. It's that misconception. But gosh, if I think about what we're all doing at the moment, and we're still running businesses, and that's one of the key messages that I want other mums to get out of this is also don't put things off. Like, take that leap. We're all doing it. We're not perfect. We are juggling many, many balls. Sometimes they do drop, you know, and as long as the child is fed. So take that leap and do it. If you've got that desire to start your own business, I really do think there is never a good time. Just
100%.
Get on and do it. So tell us about what you wish you had known at the start of your journey.
Okay, so the main thing I wish I knew at the start of my journey is, do you know what, Han? There's probably like 3 or 4 things here, so I'm going to take some time to really think which one. Okay, so I'm going to go with, I'm going to talk about planning and my goals.
Love that.
Okay, so I'll start with this, because this was something that I was a bit like, I wasn't very happy with this. So I just assumed that I'd had all the stock and by within a year I'm going to sell all this and this would be my goal, my profit, blah, 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 blah. And then I got to the end of the first year and I'd turned over this money. And then all of a sudden when I did my tax return, like, my profit was not what I thought it was going to be. So I was like, I've got like this really successful business. I've turned over this money. And then the accountants were like, oh yeah, your profit's like $7,000. I was like, what? Like, I've just left my teaching career. I've sold all this product. So I felt so disheartened. Mm. And like again, the second year, like, we turned over like an incredible amount of money. And I remember like my family saying to me, like, where's all this money? And I'm like, no, actually, like, I've invested all back in the business. And it made me feel like I'd completely failed, because I kind of had gone through the year. I wasn't great at looking at my finances then. I was just seeing this money coming in. I was seeing all these sales and I just felt like, oh my God, like, were incredible. And then I would get to my tax return, I wouldn't have this massive profit that I was expecting, that would balance out my turnover. And it just made me feel like, oh my God, I've wasted two years of business, and I've not done as well as I thought. And then I spoke to an incredible businesswoman who I mentioned just now, and she was like, Dan, like, businesses make a loss in the first year, businesses make a loss in the second year. I didn't know this. So the fact that we'd even had really small profit was incredible, because obviously you're investing all your money back in. But I hadn't really like sat and thought about that. And I had a good like 3 or 4 months where I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I've been so excited that I've made all this turnover and I haven't made the profit. And I had a good 3 months where it just completely knocked me. And I wish someone had said to me at the beginning, look, this is the way business goes. And it's not always, but most of the time, the first two years, you make a loss or you break even or you have a really small profit. And then over time, it catches up because you've already done your investment. So yeah, that was really important for me to understand. And I wish I'd known that from the beginning, really.
And that is just an absolute piece of gold, because people don't think about that. A lot of the women that I work with have got these incredible business ideas. They're incredibly creative. They make beautiful products, or they have wonderful services that are gonna help so many individuals. And they can get quite disheartened when you start to look at the figures and you start to look at the prices that they're charging. Quite often, people don't actually incorporate their time. So if you're making a product,
Yeah.
And then when you do start to incorporate your time and you start to pay yourself a wage, I know women that then have looked at that and thought, oh my God, I'm earning like 5p an hour. What am I doing? But it's knowing that that is part of your first year, your first 2 years. And that's why often when I talk about business, having a business is not just about the money. Don't get me wrong. We all want the money. However, you've got to have that desire to be part of something more than just a financial aspect. So, yeah.
Sometimes. So, you know, we're really, really lucky that we've had incredible growth. And the business is definitely in a position now where I'm really, really happy. And last year, when I could start seeing our profits go up, I became totally obsessed with the money. So I would set myself a target, and I am not like this at all. Like, this isn't me at all, but I kind of just got sucked into it, where I would set a target, we'd hit target, and I wouldn't be happy. And then I'd set another target, and I was just so unhappy all the time, because I was thinking, if only I'd worked 2 more hours that day, if only I'd done this, if only I'd done that. And I just became in this cycle of just needing more all of the time. And then when we went into lockdown last, the first lockdown, and the boys were off school, and I was working 80 hours a week, and then I had to stop, and I was like, hang on, why did I start this business? I started this business to be flexible around the boys. I started this business because my teaching career was taking up too much of my time, yet now I'm in a business that is twice as many hours as teaching. So I have, like you say, you know, it's got to be more than the money. And I had to sit down, and it was very dramatic. I do everything by dramatics. I made myself this big vision board, and I was like, right, what do I want from this business? You know, like, financially now it's giving me what I want, but I'm also working 8 hours a week, and I didn't plan on doing that. So I had to sit down and be like, right, I want to be able to collect the boys from school. I want to be able to have a day off if I want to have a day off. I want to do this and I want to do that. And I need my life to revolve around the children. And it made me completely change the way I worked. And now I've come back and I'm just doing normal hours. I work 9 to 3. Sometimes I'll work in the night so that I have a day off for the boys. Whereas before I would work day, night, day, night, day, night, day, night. So what you're saying about not just being in it for the money is so important. And it's important that you check in with yourself every now and again, just to be like, okay, am I still on track for why I started this?
Yeah, fantastic.
You know, it's a huge lesson.
Yeah, and I think, again, so many people can learn from that. So that leads us really nicely onto what are your top 3 tips for anyone wanting to start a business, and you're only allowed 3.
Okay, and I'll keep it short because I'm like this. Okay, so my top 3 tips is number one, don't be afraid to ask for help. So we spoke about this earlier on, but it took me a long time to learn this. So simple things like a tax return or websites or anything that you think I probably should know, but I'm too afraid to ask for help. And I was too embarrassed to ask for help because I thought, oh, I'm not going to sound like I'm businessy enough. But there's so much help out there. And chances are, if you're worried about it, then someone else has already been worried about it and they've asked before you. So definitely go and get the help you want. I would sit now and again and write everything that I want to know, and I will just go out and find it. So don't be embarrassed to ask for help, and it can be daunting, but you're all in the same boat. The second one is to set weekly targets and make a plan. So it's all well and good having a target of where you want to be, but if you haven't got a plan of how to get there, then it's just a dream, really, isn't it? You're just
exactly.
Like, oh, so which is, you know, when I started the business, before I even ordered stock, I made my plan, and I knew, right, when I've got this is what I'm going to do. So set yourself weekly goals and targets, and don't be afraid to change them. And even if they're small ones, like one extra sale a day, or one extra sale a week, or one extra sale a month, they don't have to be massive. They're realistic goals, and celebrate them when you hit them.
Yeah.
You know, like last year I would hit a goal and I'd be like, yeah, I'm not happy with that. Like, not anymore. I set the smallest goals now, and if I've hit that small goal, I'm like, woo! So yeah,
celebrate
those goals.
Brilliant.
And thirdly, to put yourself out there. So I think lots of people are ashamed to say, like, we're amazing and what I've got is fantastic, or my product's great. But if you don't stand up and shout about your product or shout about your service, then no one is gonna do that for you. So get out there and don't be afraid of knockbacks. We certainly have had loads of knockbacks, and I'm sure every single one of us have. But you quickly forget about them, and something bigger and better will always come up. So put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of hearing the word no. They are my top 3 tips.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you kind of taking time out of your day to join me. And I love listening to your story. I love hearing you talk about your business. And there's so much incredible information in there that people can learn from. So just want to use the kind of next opportunity. How, if people haven't heard of the Tired Mama Collection, which, you know, where have you been? How do they find you?
Okay, so our main platform is Instagram. I love a bit of Instagram. So our handle is at the Tired Mama Collection. And then our website is www.thetiredmamacollection.co.uk.
Fabulous. And to finish off this incredible interview, I'm going to ask all of my guests these same three questions, or ask them to finish these same three sentences. So you're the first person that's going to do this on the podcast. So it's very exciting. So no pressure. I'll read each sentence out and then you finish the sentence. So the first one is, if I could start my business again, I would...
So if I could start my business again, I would take things a little bit slower and not try and do everything in 80 hours a week and be patient.
I think that is a great thing for all of us to try and do when we try and squeeze too much in. The second sentence is, I am happiest in my business when...
Oh, this is my favourite, and this is like my favourite thing ever. So I'm happiest in my business when I see the flexibility and the life that my team have got, that I know is really rare when you're a working mum.
Love that. That makes me really happy too.
Honestly, I'm going to cry.
Get all emotional. And the final sentence is, three words I would use to describe my business are...
Community, fun, and thriving.
Love that. Thank you so much again for joining me. I know, it's awesome. And this is a problem. I'm trying to like keep the time of the podcasts down, but I could talk to people for hours because I just love hearing all the information. But that is the end of episode one of the Female Creative Talks. It has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. And I will speak to you very soon.
Thank you again for having me. What you're doing is absolutely incredible, and I'm so excited to listen to all of your other interviews as well.
If you have loved what you have heard on this week's episode, I would be eternally grateful if you could head to iTunes, leave a 5-star review and hit that subscribe. Or if you are on Spotify, hit that follow button. Spreading the word about the Female Creative Talks really is the best way to grow my little podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you so much for your love and support. And don't forget, if you want more info on the Female Creative and how I can take you from idea to action, then head to my website, www.thefemalecreative.co.uk. Follow me on social media and reach out and say hi. All of the links you need are in the show notes. Thank you again, and I will speak to you very, very soon.